Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Extremely local news now, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. From Block Club Chicago, Seamus Toomey joins us. Seamus, good morning. Let's talk about the Lincoln Yards project and what's new there.
Good morning, Bob. Yes, the Lincoln Yards project is something we've been talking about for more than 6 years now. It's a mega development along the north branch of the Chicago River on the north side, sort of just north of North Avenue, and the old A. Finkel Steel site is a big part of it. Back in the news again because they really have not been able to progress since it got approved by the City Council in 2019, and last week, one of their lenders, a bank called Bank OZK, announced that they're going to take back some of the land that they had loaned money for. So they're taking title to it away from Sterling Bay. So Sterling Bay is losing control of a big portion of the site. And it really calls into question about what, if anything, is ever going to happen here. They got approved. It's a $6 billion project with about 14 million square feet of homes and businesses. But, the pandemic hit. They lost a lot of promises for funding, and so they've really been struggling to recapitalize it, and they just haven't been able to make any progress to the point where this bank said, forget about it, we're going to do this on our own, or we're going to find someone else. So don't really know. Sterling Bay is saying they're committed to progressing with this, maybe even working with this bank some more, but as of now, this huge promise project that was going to really transform that area of Bucktown and Lincoln Park along the river is really just on pause for an indefinite amount of time right now. They've only built one building of all the ones that they promised so far.
Yeah, there's a lot of land to fill there. And in Bucktown and Wicker Park, we have breaking rat news this morning, don't we?
Yes, this is a little bit west of the Lincoln Yard site, sort of in the heart of Wicker Park around Milwaukee and Damon. The businesses there are taking power into their own hands, trying to fight rats. Beginning today, they're going to start baiting traps in the alleys around that neighborhood with it's like rat contraception. So instead of killing the rats, they're going to try to just put them on the pill for a while and hope that they breed a little bit less. It's more humane, not just for the rats, they say, but also it's a little safer for the predators that eat the rats or may stumble upon the poison. There's always a concern with the poison that a rat will eat it, and then a hawk will come and eat the rat and get poisoned as well, or coyotes. So this is a little bit more I would say organic and less it's not using pesticides, it's using some chemicals and cottonseed oil. So they're only going to do it for a couple months. It's being paid for by what they call it, like a special service area, which is the homeowners and businesses in the area pay into a fund, and they figure out how to use the money. So they're going to use it to try to slow down the rat population in Wicker Park and Bucktown. Good luck.
Yeah, good luck is right. I alluded to a lot of problems restaurants are having in the city lately, getting people from other neighborhoods and the suburbs to come downtown. And as Block Club is reporting, and as Steve mentioned on the news, Relio's is closing, and so is another place in the South Loop, Bar Louie, which Block Club reported on a while ago. So what's happening in that area? Are they saying why they're closing? I know as far as Bar Louie, they have locations in like 19 states, and I think this was the last of them. And Aurelio's, is that it for them in the area? Was that the last one in the South Loop?
The Aurelio's, yeah, this is the Aurelio's at Roosevelt and Michigan Avenue in the South Loop, 1212 South Michigan. It's the last location in the city proper. They do have 32 locations across the suburbs in Northwest Indiana, and they've got locations in Florida and Nevada, sort of probably chasing Chicagoans as they move that way. But yeah, this is the last one in Chicago. They haven't really said why they're they're leaving this building after 10 years. It was their flagship. It was a very big location. It was two stories. It was about 5,000 square feet. Really a beautiful location. It was, you know, one of my favorite pizza places in Chicago. Really makes a good pizza. But no, they're not getting into it. You know, we can, you know, make some assumptions that just a restaurant that size is just not attracting enough people in the South Loop. Joe Aurelio, great guy. They haven't said exactly what specifically about that location, but they're clearly leaning into their suburban locations and getting away from the city spots.
More on that and other local news at blockclubchicago.org. Seamus Toomey, thank you. Have a good day.
Thanks, Bob.